Welcome to Bedtime History. Hello, this is Breck. Guess what, parents? Bedtime History is now available on StoryButton. StoryButton is the easiest way to listen to our show without using screen devices like your phone or a tablet. StoryButton is like a radio that's built for easy listening to your favorite kids' podcasts like ours. And the best part is there's no subscriptions or fees to access the content. This week, save $10 and get free shipping when you go to storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. That's storybutton.com/bedtimehistory. Close your eyes and imagine standing on the center court of the biggest tennis match in the world, the U.S. Open, facing your toughest opponent yet. The sun beats down on your skin, and the crowd's roar fills your ears as you prepare to serve the ball. As you toss the ball in the air, your mind flashes back to all the hours you've spent practicing, training, and pushing yourself to become the best tennis player in the world. You remember the countless sacrifices you've made, the injuries you've overcome, and the doubts you've silenced. With a powerful swing of your racket, you send the ball flying over the net and into your opponent's court. The crowd erupts into cheers as you begin the intense rally that will decide the fate of the match. As the ball flies back and forth between you and your opponent, you stay focused and determined, using every ounce of your strength, speed, and skill to keep the rally going. You hear your opponent's breaths getting heavier, see her movement slowing down, and you know you've got her where you want her. In a sudden burst of energy, you make a bold move, charging forward to the net and delivering a stunning volley that catches your opponent off guard. The ball flies past her, landing squarely in the corner of the court, and you raise your arms in triumph as the crowd explodes with excitement. You've done it again, you've proven yourself to be the best tennis player in the world, and nothing can stop you. As you bask in the glory of your victory, you can't help but feel grateful for all of the hard work, dedication, and passion that has brought you to this moment. This is Serena Williams in a tennis match, and it's nothing short of exhilarating. Serena Williams is one of the most famous tennis players in the world. She's won countless championships and is known for incredible athleticism, strength, and skill on the court. But before she became a tennis superstar, she was just a little girl with a big dream. Serena was born in Saginaw, Michigan, with six siblings in 1981 to parents Orensine and Richard Williams, who worked hard to keep their big family happy. One day while watching a tennis tournament on TV, Richard Williams had an amazing idea. The winner of the tennis tournament received a large amount of money, and Richard believed that his daughters could also become tennis champions. He decided to learn everything he could about the sport and coach his daughters to become superstars. He even wrote a book outlining what they needed to learn about tennis and how he would teach them. He was determined to make his daughters into tennis champions. When Serena was just 3 years old, her father started teaching her and her older sister Venus how to play tennis. He would take them to the public courts in their neighborhood and give them lessons on the basics of the game. Serena learned to play on old and cracked tennis courts in Compton. These courts were not like the ones found in fancy tennis clubs. The nets were held up by chains and ropes, and the fence surrounding the courts was broken in some places. The area around the courts was also not very safe. There were often gang members causing trouble, and sometimes the girls even heard gunshots nearby. It was definitely not an easy place to practice and play. As the girls kept practicing their tennis skills, something amazing started to happen. The court began to feel like a safer place to be. Some people who lived nearby even remember seeing gang members standing outside the courts, keeping an eye on the girls and their dad while they played. Serena and Venus quickly fell in love with tennis. They would practice for hours every day, hitting balls back and forth and working on their technique. They also played other sports like basketball and track and field, but tennis was always their favorite. The girls continued taking lessons from their dad and kept improving their skills. Serena's older sister, Venus, was around 9 years old when she started playing in tennis tournaments against other kids her age, and Serena was only 8. She was so eager to compete that she surprised her dad by secretly filling out forms to enter a tournament without telling him. He only found out when he saw Serena win her first match. During that same tournament, her dad got to see both of his daughters play against each other for the first time in the final tournament. Venus was 9 and Serena was 8. It was a big moment for the family. As the sisters began to win more and more games, everyone in the tennis community began to notice them. What made Venus and Serena stand out was that they didn't come from a fancy tennis club. They wore regular clothes without designer labels, and they played differently from most young players. Instead of just trying to hit the ball where their opponents couldn't reach it, they used power and slammed the ball so their opponents couldn't even see it. The Williams sisters' success didn't just stay in California. It caught the attention of people all over the country. The sisters were interviewed, and during the interview, Venus said that if she didn't become a tennis player, she wanted to become an astronaut or an archaeologist, and Serena said she wanted to be a gymnast or a veterinarian. Their dad had been teaching them all he knew about tennis, but soon realized that his daughters needed more help to improve their skills. That's when he decided to hire a professional coach named Rick Macy, a coach in Florida who had trained other young champions. Macy flew to Compton, where the Williams family lived, to see the girls play. Macy was surprised by the rundown courts that the sisters were practicing on, but he was even more impressed by how well the girls played. He saw that they were not only strong, but also fast and graceful. After he watched them play, he explained to Serena and Venus that they needed better coaching to take their game to the next level. Macy saw that Venus and Serena had a burning desire to win, and he believed they had the potential to become champions. But to do so, the family would have to leave California and move to Florida, where Macy's Tennis Academy was located. In 1991, the Williams family packed up an RV and drove across the country to start a new life in Florida. The move wasn't easy for some of the older sisters to pick up and leave their home, but the parents knew that it was the best decision for Venus and Serena's tennis future. In Florida, the girls practiced 6 hours a day, 6 days a week for 4 years, hitting hundreds of serves every day. They also attended a private school that was part of the tennis academy, where they focused on both tennis and school every day. Soon after turning 15, Serena played in her first professional tournament, and once she started playing professionally, the German shoe company Puma offered her a lot of money to wear their name and logo while she played in tournaments. This is called being a sponsor. When you're really good at something like playing tennis, racing cars, or skating, businesses will give you money to wear their logo. Making money while playing tennis was a big deal for Serena's family because it helped them to have a better life. It allowed them to pay for travel expenses to tennis tournaments around the world. Serena and Venus worked very hard to become professional tennis players, and their success allowed them to support their family and live a more comfortable life. The sisters were able to move their family to a big house in Palm Beach, Florida. The house had 2 tennis courts that were in perfect condition, which was much different than the tennis courts they played on growing up. Serena's dad started coaching her again, and her sister, and they hired tutors to help them with their schoolwork. On the way to the courts, Richard put up signs with encouraging messages for his daughters. One sign said that Venus needed to take control of her future, while another told Serena to use more topspin on the ball. When Venus and Serena started playing in professional tournaments, they sometimes ended up playing against each other. At the Australian Open in 1998, Venus won against Serena in their first match, but Venus said it wasn't fun to eliminate her little sister. They both celebrated when they won tournaments, and in 1999, they made history by becoming the first sisters to each win a tournament on the same day. Venus won in Oklahoma, while Serena won in Paris. Serena was only 14 years old when she turned pro in 1995. Over the years, she's won 23 Grand Slam single titles, which is more than any other player in recent history. That means she's won the biggest and most important tennis tournaments in the world many times over. She's also won 14 Grand Slam double titles with her sister Venus and 4 Olympic gold medals. Serena's powerful serve and aggressive style of play are famous around the world. She's been ranked number one in the world 8 times by the Women's Tennis Association. Her success hasn't come without challenges, though. She's had to overcome injuries, setbacks, and tough opponents. But through it all, she's shown us that with hard work, dedication, and a positive attitude, anything's possible. Serena's an inspiration to millions of people around the world. She's not only an amazing athlete, but also a businesswoman, a fashion designer, and a philanthropist who gives back to her community. Serena is proof that you can achieve anything you set your mind to, and she's a true champion both on and off the court. We hope you enjoyed this episode about Serena Williams. Be sure to tune in next Monday for a new episode.